Welcome to Gnostic Media Research and Publishing's podcast number 46. I'm your host, Jan Irvin. We've made it into October, and we're fast approaching the one-year anniversary of this show, which was released on October 23rd, 2008. An update on Jack Hare, who had a heart attack 4 weeks ago at the Portland Hempstock Festival. Jack is still hanging in there and is now responding to commands, which is a very good sign. And my love goes out to Jack and his family, and I hope he continues to get better. And I've known Jack for about half my life, and he's one tough old dude, and he may just surprise us all and pull out of this yet, as he's done so many times in the past. How deep does the rabbit hole go? And how many rabbit holes are there? Today we continue our interview with Eustace Mullins for part two of this quite mind-blowing expose on the Federal Reserve and conspiracy. You're going to hear some things that few other hosts will play, and why would things so important to understanding how our government and global banking works not be played on corporate media? You're not going to hear this on Alex Jones. And you likely won't hear it on most corporate radio stations. You might hear a couple DJs here and there pick up on it. Why would it be that you wouldn't hear this stuff out there, on the other shows out there? Could it be because half of their commercials they play are selling gold? And you certainly won't hear this from Ron Paul. You're getting information here that few others will provide, and mainly for the simple fact of corporate underwriters and advertisers. So guess what, folks? We have no corporate underwriters. We have no commercials. This show is supported by people like you who want to know. And if you've been listening to my interviews over the last several weeks, you should be catching on to how to determine who is working for which team, so to speak, or who you can trust as far as politics and the media and government and things like that, and who you can't. And by understanding this information, it draws a very clear line on who's working for whom and how to really understand and get behind all of that. And in honor of free speech and critical thinking, I present you with part two of one of the most powerful interviews I've done to date, if not the most powerful, with one of the most controversial people in the entire world, Eustace Mullins, the last living protege of Ezra Pound. Eustace joins me for the end of our explosive two-part on the history of the Federal Reserve, World War I, World War II, the Rothschilds, J.P. Morgan, the New World Order, banking, Zionism, R. Gordon Wasson, G. Edward Griffin's The Creature from Jekyll Island, Ron Paul, and the state of world affairs. And he joins me with his only protege, Jesse Lee, who will help guide the discussion through the many rabbit holes of history, uncovering some of the most startling information that many of you have ever heard, and certainly that includes myself. And I'll leave it to history and to your own investigative and curious minds to discover if all or what portion of what he's saying is true. But certainly the majority of what he's saying does check out. So you got to look into this stuff, folks. As I mentioned last week, the 40th anniversary edition of John Marco Allegro's famous book, The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross, is now available for pre-ordering on the Gnostic Media website. And at this point, we expect shipping to begin in late November, but the date may change. It could come much earlier, or it could come a couple weeks later. order your copy now, and you'll be one of the first to get your hands on one of the most controversial books written in the 20th century. It's available in both softcover and hardback editions at GnosticMedia.com. This show is listener-sponsored, so if you enjoy this show and talk about it and share it with your friends and family, please donate. It is your support we need. If you want to continue hearing this type of information, we're going to need some of your support out there. And as I've already said in the past few shows, financially we're overstretched. And this year getting book projects done and getting other projects accomplished, including running this show, has gotten us pretty behind on some bills, including the effects of the economy as of late. So we're asking for your support to keep the show and Gnostic Media going. We've been under, like I said, serious financial pressure, and so what I'm doing is offering 25% off of most items on the Gnostic Media website, on the store page, and that includes the books, DVDs, the She Who Remembers, audio archives, and all that good stuff. So everything except Allegro's book, and like I said, we're doing that to help get caught up on some bills. Order your holiday or birthday gifts now, and of course, you get 25% off. Get a copy of our first book, Astrotheology and Shamanism, in color or black and white. If you want a copy of the companion DVD to blow your family members away over the holidays, that is also available. And the first edition, first printing of my book, The Holy Mushroom, that proves with primary sources that mushrooms were used in Judeo-Christianity. Again, 25% off. Now's your chance. In Astrotheology and Shamanism, Andrew and I go deep into the origins of Christianity and many other religions and show basically how religions at their core are nearly identical, and we show how they're based on sun worship and moon and star worship, drug and fertility worship, and we reveal the origins behind many of the holiday and religious celebrations. We show how nearly every religion is intimately connected, not only via drug use, but fertility rites as well. And the book has about 200 images, over 500 footnotes, includes primary citations and a large bibliography, and it's pretty well backed up, in my opinion, and written for a good balance between the normal reader and the more academic heavy reader. The color, numbered, and signed edition is now sold out, so if you were wanting to get one of those, it's too late. But you can still get one that's autographed, they're just not numbered, and those are also available now on Amazon.com with free shipping. Please be aware that there is a delivery delay for up to 3 weeks for this order from the Gnostic Media website. And I've still got about 85 copies of the black and white edition that we must sell. I did sell several this week, and thank you so much to everyone who did pick up one of those. And as I said before, we've got to get rid of the rest of these to make it through and get the monster off our backs. And my Holy Mushroom book, which I just mentioned, I analyze all of the attacks against John Allegro's work and show exactly what are the strengths and weaknesses in these attacks. And by tracking down the original citations and information in each claim, I show that they were largely false, and actually that Allegro's citations as well were largely substantiated. I also present over 37 color and 7 black and white images revealing the mushroom in Christian art, and also provided are several ancient primary texts to triangulate in and solidify the argument. And I've got about 43 copies remaining of the first edition, first printing of the book. If you order this one from Amazon, you will get the second printing of that. And I've got to get rid of the rest of these, and also sold a few of those over the last week. So thanks to everyone for that as well. But still have more to get rid of. So I appreciate everyone's support. And once again, the She Who Remembers audio archives are a project that I worked on for about 2.5 years to produce and release these underground news archives to the internet and on CD and DVDs. And there is over 500 hours worth of audio in the archives, some amazing material in there. 25% off. In them, you'll find